I was practicing yogic pranayama for about a year to alleviate a medical problem. However, as my practice develops, I notice effects on the mind, particularly during breath retentions. Yogic literature states that there is complete and spontaneous cessation of breath in full samadhi. Is it true that some scriptural Buddhist sources say that there is a cessation of breath in the fourth jhana too? Yeah, that's a standard definition of one of the characteristics of fourth jhana. There's cessation of breath, and it's not just in scriptural sources, contemporary. Meditation teachers talk about it. I mean, it's fairly common. That was a conflict that we had when Ajahn Chah was ill and with the doctors. Because one of the things that he would do when he was, and of course he wasn't speaking at the time, he'd lost his faculty of speech, but when his if he had an infection or if he is getting difficulty in breathing, then one of the things that he would do would be to go into a very peaceful, take the mind inward, and then he'd become more and more peaceful, more and more peaceful. Then his breathing would stop, and then of course the doctors see this. And his breathing stopped. We've got to do something. And the monks sort of say, "No, his breathing stopped. Just let him be. He's fine. How can he be fine? He's not breathing." So it that was something. I remember after Ajahn Chah died, it was really like, I think it was the day that he passed away. Talking with the doctor who was he was actually tasked by the queen, the office of the queen, to take responsibility for Ajahn Chah's well-being, so he had a team of doctors and nurses that would be looking after Ajahn Chah's health, and then he was sort of like the buck stopped with him, and he was fairly young when he first was given that duty, and then the day that Ajahn Chah died. He and I, and I'd known him for some years, and he was also a board member on a nonprofit that I had in Thailand, so I knew him fairly well, and we were talking, and he was saying, just sort of reflecting back, and saying, "You know, I learned so much, not just as a human being, but as a doctor." Looking after Ajahn Chah, I just saw things that's not in the medical books. It's just not there. So I said, it was really quite interesting. So that sense of, okay, yeah, that's a possibility. A cessation of breath is a fairly, it's like Ajahn Chah said, it's what happens is you don't really need that amount of breath. The the heart is so peaceful and still that it's a disturbance to have that in and out breath. And he says, you're breathing, the way he puts it, you're breathing through your pores.